This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef and pork exports to China have received a boost recently. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
China's General Administration of Customs approved 18 U.S. beef establishments and 12 U.S. pork establishments for export to China, the first new U.S. plants cleared for export to China in about 10 months. Aaron Borer, U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Economic Analysis, said the plant approval process was streamlined by the U.S.-China Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement, which has worked well since it was implemented in early 2020.
The Phase 1 agreement has many benefits for U.S. agriculture, but particularly related to plant approvals. Since the 2020 implementation of the Phase 1 agreement, China has further rolled out plant and establishment registration processes that are fairly complex. And fortunately for U.S. beef and pork, Phase 1 takes precedent. USDA Food Safety Inspection Service plant approvals are still what is recognized by China. And up until about December of last year, that process was working and in place. And then this year in 2023, we hadn't seen any plant list updates. The good news is China did update the establishment lists, and that update included 12 pork establishments and 18 beef establishments. And it was a big sigh of relief that China was still recognizing the Phase 1 agreement and updating the list as put forward by FSIS. And we still expect to see further updates, hopefully still yet before the end of 2023.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the rest of this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. And for the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.